Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Pretoria, there's been an accident on the Mabopane Highway West near the Hairpin Bend, causing slow-moving traffic there. And it's still slow in Midrand on the N1 North between the Buccleuch Interchange and New Road.
Save South Africa has criticised Minister of Small Business Development Stella Ndebele-Abrahams for failing to clarify the distribution of 500 million rand for spaza shop owners. The movement insists that the funds should be for South African entrepreneurs and condemns foreign ownership of spaza shops. To the northwest now, where the local district municipality in Zeerust says its officials are working around the clock to restore water to an area. Residents took to the streets earlier today. Police also fired rubber bullets. We'll have more on the story in our next bulletin. And scientists are warning that the world's strongest ocean current is slowing down due to climate change. According to the Australian-led study, the ocean current could slow down by 20% by 2050. Now for the latest business news, and we start with some good news for motorists. A decrease in the price of petrol, which comes into effect at midnight. Here's the Mineral Resources Department's Robert Marke.
Both grades of petrol will decrease by 7 cents a litre. Diesel will decrease by 17.5 and 23.5 cents a litre.
Marke adds paraffin will also be cheaper.
The slightly lower oil prices on average compared to the previous period, and the stronger rand against the dollar, which contributed to a decrease by about 13 cents on petrol and 14 cents on both diesel and IP.
Agricultural experts are calling for the commercialization of South Africa's goats industry to drive economic growth. The Agricultural Research Council and industry stakeholders highlight that most goats are sold live in informal markets with only 0.5% processed through formal abattoirs. And US President Donald Trump's blanket 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada have come into effect today. It's also set the stage for a trade war. The tariffs are in response to what Trump views as the neighboring country's irresponsible handling of the southern and northern border. A dollar's trading at 18 Rand 60, a euro at 19 Rand 54, and a pound at 23 Rand 63 cents. Gold is trading at $2,905.55 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 7.
Well, we start off with cricket news. The match has just ended between Australia and India, and it looks like India are the ones that are going to be playing in the final of the ICC Champions Trophy. So that means it will be held in Dubai. Australia made 264 with captain Steve Smith top scoring with 73. In response, former captain Virat Kohli top scored for his side, making 84 of 98 deliveries, and the score there, 267 for 6. India getting there with 9 balls to spare as well. And in some more cricket news, bowling all-rounder George Linder has been added to the Proteas Champions Trophy squad as a travelling reserve. Linder joined the squad in Lahore to provide cover for Aidan Markram, who injured his hamstring in the field against England on Sunday. And they're meeting for a second time in the Champions League this season. Club Bruges and Aston Villa will clash at the Jan Bredelsten Stadion tonight. And this is in the first leg of their last 16 tie. Either Liverpool or PSG lie in wait for the winners in the quarterfinals. Villa did strengthen their squad in the January transfer window with Marcus Rashford and Marco Asensio, players who've got experience in the Champions League.
It's a challenge for us, a challenge for him. We are going to see tomorrow as well how we can compete with the new players we have, how they are adapting quick in structure tactically.
And other matches that are happening tonight in the Champions League see Real Madrid taking on their city rivals Atletico Madrid, Borussia Dortmund face Lille, and PSV take on Arsenal. Lions attacking coach Ricardo Lopesha says that the Lions won't change too much of their game plan for the Sharks game this weekend in Durban, but they'll have to level up